Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Confidence to Homeschool podcast. I am so excited to welcome one of my very good friends, Lena Noe, and we're going to just kind of go through as important as it is whenever you're saying yes to homeschooling and parenting and all of the fun things. We're going to go through how important it is to be hearing God and some of the action steps that we get to hear from God along the way. Welcome to the Confidence to Homeschool podcast with me, Kelsey Shalane. I'm a lover of all things Jesus, an exceptional wife to an exceptional husband, and a homeschooling mama of four. Together, let's trade in those insecurities and questions of if you can homeschool for the confidence that homeschooling was the right decision for you. Through simple homeschooling techniques, growth in God, and small mindset shifts, we have the power to change generations and set our kids' hearts tuned to the Lord and a love of learning. So grab your lukewarm coffee, because who gets to drink it hot anyways, and let's shave off years of that how to homeschool learning curve. Lena, just if
How
you would
are
just
you?
introduce yourself. I'm good. I am so good. I'm so excited for this moment, guys. We have been talking about doing this for what, a year and a half now?
Year and a half, and here we are, full circle, and it feels so good. I'm so excited, and I'm so proud of you and
Oh,
us
thank
and this
you.
journey we've been on.
I know it has been such a journey, and I am so excited that we are here. Lena and I talk a couple of times a week, most of the time, and we always just manage to connect at the perfect time in our lives, right? Like we will go a couple of days without chatting, or even a couple of weeks without chatting, and then somehow we both just know when we need each other, right?
Oh yes, I'm usually out for a walk, and you usually breastfeeding or taking care of your little guy.
I know you love to listen to me tell all of my kids things as we're going, huh?
Yes, but it's always the
I'm
perfect timing.
always the perfect timing. So, I wanted to just kind of start off with, I guess, the beginning. So, about a year and a half ago, as we mentioned, we were kind of talking about doing a podcast together, and Lena was moving. She had a lot of moving parts going on in her life, and she had prior had a part podcast earlier. And so we were talking about getting it kicked back up, all of the things. And tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, it was just a wild time in my life. My husband was retiring from the Marine Corps after 20 years. We had moved from Colorado to Brooksville, Florida, where he is from, and we settled down. My second oldest daughter had been through some health issues, and we were in and out of the hospital while we were doing this big move. I had a podcast like Kelsey just mentioned, and I love the podcast and I love interviewing women and connecting with women. It was a little bit of a, I would say, like a self-help type podcast, and I enjoyed it so much, but it just didn't fit into our life at the moment. And I made the very difficult decision to end it, take a break, and go from there. My husband, after he retired, we were going full time into real estate and working with your husband and all that. It was definitely some growing pains we had to go through. We have rental properties and Airbnbs, as well as a sales side of the business, and I started taking over a lot of the admin work and working together with him as he was transitioning out of the Marine Corps. And it was just a wild time. We moved into a house. We had lived with my brother and sister-in-law for a few months while we waited on moving into our house at the time. We since then moved again. That seems to be our theme in life, moving and changing things up.
That
And
military life.
yes. And we went on a trip up to North Carolina, where Kelsey and I Reconnected. We hadn't seen or talked to each other for years, other than here and
Years.
there on Instagram, probably.
Yeah.
But we saw each other, hung out, and we reconnected in the perfect time, which seems to be the theme for you and I. The perfect timing is always
That's
there.
that is what we do. I love that theme. It always makes me so happy. So during this
Yeah.
conversation that we were having about potentially th recording this podcast together, we really kind of dove into the conversation of God and what he means to us and so on and so forth. And at that point in time, Lena had told me that she had trouble hearing from God.
Yeah, so I was just in a space where I was overwhelmed with life, and I felt like I was praying and trying to, hear from God and trying to figure out what my next step in life was going to be. And, around the overwhelming stage of the podcast and ending that and moving into the real estate. And I felt like it was just quiet. I didn't hear anything. And every time I talked to Kelsey, she's like, "Oh, I heard this and that, and I had this feeling I should be doing that." And I think we just one day, I never hear from God. And Kelsey, of course, she's like, "No, you do. You just have to trust and, quiet your own thoughts, and he's always there, and he is there."
He is,
So.
but it is such a learned, I think it's just such a learned, tr I don't know if trait's the right word, but to be able to stop, be in the quiet, and hear from him, is just, it's such a learned thing that I think so many of us don't necessarily either take the time or get the chance to do on a regular basis. So that's why I thought this podcast was so incredibly important, as us trying to, help others figure out how it is that you do hear from him. So I want to skip forward and talk about the fact that now Lena has just wrote a devotional for her church, which was wonderful, and I'm so excited about. And she got such great feedback on this devotional and how awesome that is. So tell me, like, kind of where your life is now and where your relationship is.
So I think in the whole process, I just had to learn how to stop trying to control everything and stop trying to make everything my way and just surrender and let go of the idea of everything that I wanted and how I felt like things should be playing out in my life. And when I started to really just, quiet down my mind and let go of the hardened heart, because I felt like my heart was just very hardened and stressed out and frustrated. When I started to let that go, and that took a long time for me to get to that point, I started getting all these nudges and hearing, I don't know if they're voices or just a sense that God was there. Hearing ideas. I had a couple of dreams that felt so real. And in the process, I just started to trusting that God was actually, for me, and he was there. He was guiding me. He was being the light on my path where I was heading. Little by little, you see those next steps that make sense. And when you're letting go of certain thoughts and certain patterns and focusing on the good things, then it somehow makes sense in the middle of the mess.
You're so absolutely right. So the first step is what I would like to call the next best yes. And so let's go back to what you just said of, like, it's so hard to let go of the control and wanting things to work the way that I want them to work, because I'm so in the middle of that right now, of just wanting to have control of things. I had a house fire in August. We're in the middle of trying to get back into our house, and we've got all of these moving parts and all of these things happening at one time. And I'm like, okay, I decided I was going to set this podcast April 24th. My birthday is April 25th. And I was like, I'm going to do this podcast as a birthday present for myself. I do not often do things for myself for my birthday, but this podcast has meant absolutely so much to me. And we've had so much growth over the last year and a half that I'm just like, okay, I'm ready. I feel those nudges that God told me set a date. Now, I can't quite figure out if I set the date or if God gave me permission to set that date because now I'm here and I'm in the middle of all of it. And like I was just telling Lena a little bit ago, I feel like I am in the jungle of it in like this vat of sinking mud and I'm reaching for a rope trying to pull myself out. Like there feels like there's so much going on, but I still know that God is right there in it with me and He's giving me. And just like she said, like a sense of like, take the next step forward. You're still going to launch this. It's still going to be a thing. You are going to do it soft launch. You're going to do a softer launch. You're not going full in. You're doing one episode per week, whenever my goal was to be releasing two episodes to you guys per week. And he's just telling me patience, patience on the podcast, build a deeper understanding with me. And I need you to take a step back and just be still where I have you. And I do know through the times, and Lena and I have come up with this so many times, that whenever I push it and I am not walking in his will or I'm trying to push too hard, too fast, it always ends up backfiring. But whenever I stop and I slow down and I do what it is that he tells me, that next best thing that it is that he tells me, even if it doesn't go back to what it was that I was wanting to do, it's always so much better when I do it his way. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And I think too, when we do say yes to his nudges and where he wants us, things can actually, spiral a lot faster, and everything makes sense when we do follow his path and not our own. Like when we're trying to do it ourselves, it's like we're walking into a brick wall after just beating our heads up against the brick wall. But when we do follow his lead, it seems easier, even though it might not be the perfect timing and setting, and in our lives we still have kids and husbands and so many moving parts. It's never going to be that perfect timing, but when we do it on his timing, it's a lot easier, and it feels like you have a better flow, and it just feels better. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, and how many times have we said, oh, I planned on doing this at this time, but then this thing happened, and now I see why I couldn't have done, XYZ at that time. I needed this little piece that he put in place for me before I could move on and do this to the best of my ability. Right?
For sure. And even now, when I look back at the season where I was in when I ended my podcast, and I have a better, a wider perspective. And I realize now I needed that quiet time and time to, just, get away from that stress and frustration and get in the word, and it makes more sense. You see it from that bird's view and where you are now, and you see all the little crumbs that we've been following along, our journey together, that it makes sense somehow.
Right. I totally and completely agree. I absolutely love that. Okay, so one of Lena and I's absolute favorite ways to connect with God is we have the Bible app on both of our phones. And we did this a long time ago. I think this is one of the very first things that we put into practice, right? Was deciding to do Bible plans.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where we really started deepen our friendship as well. We just opened up our hearts and we told each other the truth. And I think for me, I have told you some of my darkest sides and biggest secrets that I haven't told a lot of other people. And I just felt I needed to, share my heart with you and a lot of the struggles I've been through. And we did it through the word, and we encouraged each other and through the Bible app. You were in North Carolina, I'm in Florida, and we just deepened not only our faith, but our friendship that way as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for those of you that don't know, whenever you open up your Bible app, there is a place you can do Bible plans. You can invite other people to do the Bible plans with you. And on the very last part of the plan for that day, it tells you something along the lines of like, reflect on what God is telling you or something like that. And so you just write kind of what it was that God gave you that day. And I feel like it's very, very hard to hear from God if you don't know what his word says. And so I think that the plans have been absolutely wonderful. And then we started doing these plans so often that we started getting these high numbers on our streak. So for those people that absolutely love like a challenge for themselves, we set a streak goal. I think our first streak goal was something small, but then we eventually grew to our goal was 100 days in the Bible. And how cool is that? And can I just say that I got to day 99? And I lost my streak, and it was so painful. It was so sad. And I think I was so mad. I was so mad for, I don't know, a little while, but it took me a minute to get back into the Bible because I was like, are you joking my face off? I was so close to my goal,
I
99
know.
days, and I lost it. And so, but you kept on going
I
and
kept on going, and I was at 269 days, and I was like, I can't believe I'm so close to 300. And then this was just last week, I had a day where I got out of bed, I went out to our pool area, started cleaning the pool, and out of routine, and I missed my day. So I ended at 269 days, and now I'm back at it. So.
And it's so funny because I literally lost my streak last night. And I was telling my husband this morning at 5:30 in the morning, he was getting up to go fishing with a friend. I rolled over and I looked at him and I go, I lost my Bible streak. And he was like, oh no. And of
I did
course,
the
in true David fashion, this man goes, well, my streak is better than yours now. And I was like,
same thing.
thank you, because I am now at day one. I did finally make my streak, though, and I was at 189 days, and I was so close to 200, and that's now my next goal is 200. So it's just fun. The streak is fun. It's fun to see how
It is
many days.
fun.
And I think that, side note, in there's a Bible verse of the day. Like, if you can't do a Bible plan or you don't have somebody to do a Bible plan with, you can just start by doing the verse of the day. You can do whatever it is that feels comfortable to you as a starting place. I am so okay with the smallest first step. Like, your smallest step is totally and completely fine as long as you're taking a step, as long as you're doing that next best yes, right?
And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be that simple. Just open the Bible app, read the verse of the day, and then move on.
Or one of the other things that we've done is the Proverbs 31 woman. We did that for what? Did we do that 31 days? Is that what we did?
I believe so. Yes. 31 days. We read the Proverbs 31 every day, and we talked about it, and different things popped up, and we learn new things just by reading it every single day, and it
And
was really, really cool.
it was so cool. And it was such a crazy thing because still to this day, when I'm so frustrated with my husband, or I'm frustrated with my kids, or you know what? There was a couple of weeks ago where I was so tired of cooking and being the one to go figure out groceries and do all of the things that I like subconsciously went on strike. And so we are getting to the end of our food supply, right? Like we are getting to the end of the food supply. And I go back to Proverbs 31 because every once in a while, when I'm just kind of struggling, I go back there because it was so good for us. And sure enough, it's something about feeding your family was what popped off the page to me. And I was like, yep, God cares even about the small details. He says, I still have to feed my family no matter how I feel about it. So it was
Yes.
really funny. So I love how even the small things, even those tiny things, he gives you in his word whenever you're willing to pour into it, right?
And it's just such a good reminder when we're overwhelmed and frustrated. And, I have four kids, you have four kids, husbands, and we are, working on so many moving parts, homeschooling and all that. And it's easy to get away from who it is we're trying to be and why we're doing the things that we are doing every day and why we don't want to be those women who settle on not doing, all the things that we need to do for ourselves, but also for our families and our home and stepping into our full potential and purpose here on earth.
But even side note on that, if you guys will go look up Proverbs 31 and scroll down to where the Proverbs 31 woman is. It talks in there also about us having like a career. Like it talks about the fact that she saves her money and she buys a field and she plants good things. And like it still talks about the fact that we're allowed to have our own things for ourselves, as well as serve and take care of our family. Like God fully intended us to be able to have our own things as well, right?
Yes, and it's so beautiful when you start reading it every day, and it
It
gives
is.
you that just encouragement that you need all the time.
Right,
You just
right.
need that the word to tell you that all the things that you want and all the things that you are doing, you can do it, and you're created to be able to do all the things.
Right, absolutely. And but you can't do it by yourself. You need God's help, like
For
ultimately above and
sure.
beyond. So.
For sure, for sure.
All
And
right,
it can look
so,
differently every day. Sorry, I didn't mean
oh,
to
but
interrupt, but
that's
it can look different every day.
you're so right. It can look different every day. Okay, like I'm gonna go ahead and skip to our fourth point. This is our third point, y'all, but I'm gonna skip down because you're so right that it can look different every day. I do a gratitude journal, and what that looks like, it was actually Rachel Hollis's stuff, but I think she's discontinued it, but I really love this idea of it. And she has five gratitudes and then 10 goals that you are wanting for yourself, essentially. And so in my gratitude each day, I choose to, if I'm struggling in a certain area, like say my husband has just made me absolutely insane. I write my gratitude for him. Like, I love the fact that my husband is hilarious and makes me happy and laugh. Most of the time he makes me happy, but most of the time he also makes me laugh. And I love the fact that my husband, after all these years, I still look at my husband and I'm like, my husband looks wonderful. I still look at him and I'm so happy that I'm still attracted to the man that I married, you know? I think about what a wonderful dad he is. That's another thing that I will put in there. So when I'm struggling in life areas, if I started writing one of my goals as it is a privilege to be a parent to my kids because it is. And I think so often that we forget that, right? So when you're struggling with your kids, write down five things that you absolutely love about them. And so recently he told me, he was like, you're getting a little bit bitter party of one over here. I'm going to need you to do 21 days of gratitude journaling. And so that's exactly what I did. Every once in a while, Lena knows I get these nudges of do 31 days of Proverbs 31. Do this period of time of putting on the armor of God. And so then I got this from him, and this one was just for me, was the 21 days of the gratitude journaling. And
Mm
your morning routine mixes up all the time, doesn't it? Sometimes you feel like you're supposed to do one thing, and sometimes you feel like you're supposed to do another.
For sure. And I think that's the beauty of it, to just trust what you need in that time. And often, but then at the same time, to go back with the gratitude, often when I don't feel that much gratitude in my heart, that's the time when I do need it the most. So it's important to, trust the nudges, but also be, smart enough to realize where you actually really need it. So when you don't feel those days when you're frustrated with your kids or your husband, that's when you really, really need to focus in on that gratitude. So
Yes, I
it
agree.
changes all the time.
Yeah, I agree. And another thing, Pastor Furtick says, he's like, if you can't get to a piece of paper or write it down, count it on your fingers. And so that's another fun thing. If you don't have a piece of paper in front of you and you're just in the middle of your day and you're spiraling, it doesn't have to look like you don't have to just say, I know I'm spiraling, but I'm just going to stay angry. You have the opportunity to do gratitude at any point in time, even if you count it on your fingers, you know?
And it
So.
doesn't be the big perfect morning routine like we were mentioning. It's so easy.
No.
You can just right now just say out loud like three things you're grateful for, or five things, or one thing, or
Right.
just find one thing that you can look at it, switch your perspective on, and see a different side of it, because it's always there. There's always good in everything, in
And
every
on the flip
situation.
side of that, one of my favorite things is if you show gratitude out loud in front of your kids, then you're showing them to look for things to be grateful for. So that doesn't just go for you, but that can rub off on them as well. And obviously, you can do that in front of your husband, or you can, I mean, when one of my kids almost got hurt. Like the other day, okay, Asher is trying to help me with Aiden. Aiden is one. He's trying to get into the dishwasher. He grabs a hold of a fork, and Asher's trying to get the fork away from him. And I turn around to this scene that could have been horrifying because this fork is going towards my one-year-old's face, and my other one is pulling it the other direction. And I look, and everything was fine. We diffused the situation. I got the fork and I looked and I said, "Thank you, Jesus, for protecting over my kids." You know, like, thank you for the protection that you just put over them, that something didn't happen that could have. So I think that you just throwing those gratitudes out there throughout the day, I thank you, God, for helping me find my keys, you know, whatever it is.
We
So.
do. I do similar things. We were just driving down the highway the other day, and apart from a big truck's tire came thrown at me in my car, that could have been a really, really bad situation.
Yes.
But it was good, and we thank God right there in the car. And and then another thing we do to just teach the kids and get them into the gratitude way of thinking is, we go around the table when we eat dinner at night, where we don't have soccer and a bunch of other things. But when we sit down and we go around the table and everybody say something they're grateful for.
Let's go ahead for the very last thing. All right, so paying attention to the themes. This is something that Lena gets to hear me talk about all of the times, is paying attention to the themes. So one of the things I really wanted to go and find kind of like a definition for themes so that I could have a better way to explain it. So what I found was a story's theme is the message woven throughout it. Often about important topics such as human nature, life, or society. It's deeper than the plot or summary, and it can answer questions such as what does it mean to be a family, or what are we afraid of? So one of the time or some of the times whenever Lena and I are in our conversations, and that's one of the things that I love about our relationship, is the conversations get so good and so deep. They're so non-superficial that it's not even funny. Like we really get into the thick of things. We really talk to each other about things. And so I'll ask her, and I ask a lot of friends, like, what are the themes? What are the themes that are coming up into your life? What is God telling you to work on right now? And sometimes that's just like the confidence to say yes. Like sometimes it, can you name a theme that you've come up with?
I feel like they're very similar things that when I'm frustrated, or it's always a similar fear that's involved. And it's a fear of not being enough or not doing enough or something around the theme of not being enough for my husband or for my kids or for my house or for our business. It's always back to that core thing of not being enough. And it's true when we always say, what is the theme? Like, theme is the same, but it shows up in a different
Over.
way often.
It shows up over and over and over again. And so often we talk about the fact that if you don't learn your lesson, you are going to keep getting the same lesson over and over and over again. So, like, one of the things that I have continued to tell my husband during this house fire, like I told you guys, is let's learn our lessons. And part of that has been I can be grateful in anything. God is always going to take care of me. He has shown up in such a beautiful way for providing a house for us to stay in, right? Like, we have this awesome house that we absolutely just love. As well as, like, whenever I tell you that my kids walked out the front door when this whole fire happened, we were so incredibly protected, you know? And so I just have told my husband, I'm like, let's find the lessons throughout this that are all this woven together, a common theme, and let's learn our lessons so that we don't have to do this again, you know? And so I just feel like that's such an important, what's going on? What is God showing you over and over again? If you see the word kindness 15 times, it's not a coincidence, y'all. Like, if you're seeing, this is silly. This is so silly, but some people are like me. If you see the number 444 on your clock or 1111 so many times on your clock, look it up. Look it up and see what it means and what it is that you're, God's trying to tell you. And it's crazy to me the things that I learn just from looking at the themes in life of, okay, I've seen that multiple times today. I'm going to look it up and see what it is. And then I'll send Lena a text message and I'm like, oh my goodness, guess what? You know, isn't this so right for what's going on in my life? And so it's so fun. It's so fun, right?
Yeah. And
I
on the
love
flip
those little
side of that
signs.
too, yeah, on the flip side of that, if you see the same theme, like God want us to become the best version of ourselves. And sometimes it takes a few layers to get to the core part or the core to heal what it is we need to heal or see what it is we need to see. So, see the theme can have a good, again, if we get that perspective and we go through each of those layers, it makes sense at some point.
And so, I mean, this can be taken down to like the smallest thing, like a single word or a number, or down to the biggest things in life, like why do I have this theme of fear that keeps popping up, and what, and then that sends you down the rabbit hole to figure out even deeper where the fear comes from, and so on and so forth. So, all right, guys, well, I think that is it. This is like our regular, normal, everyday conversation, and we really just, I wanted to share it with everyone because we have so much fun getting into these topics and just really deep diving into them. So I
Me
hope, do you have anything left to add, Lena?
I just want to add how proud I am of you, Kelsey. I know I mentioned it in the beginning, but I
Oh,
can't
thank
believe
you.
you're here on your podcast and we're doing all the things we've been talking about for so long. So
Right, for so long. I know. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for coming on. I'm so excited we can make it
course.
work. And I love you to the moon and back. And
Same.
That is it for this episode. I hope that everybody has an absolute best rest of your day. If you would just scroll down to the bottom, leave me a review and let me know what you love about this content, and so we can get you more of it. Thanks so much, Lena. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey friend, thanks again for joining me today on your journey to the confidence to homeschool. I hope this podcast blessed you with one more tool of success. If it did, please scroll down to the bottom of your screen and leave me a review. Share it with a friend. Just remember, confidence in anything takes practice, so let's grow.